What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley. The other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
We back in the building, y'all. We here. We live and in color. Anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is an episode. This is a podcast. It's called Let Us Tell It because it's like Let Us Tell It. As men, as black men, as fathers, as husbands, all of that jazz. Let us tell it. How you been doing, man?
I've been good. I'm going to make sure I speak directly into the mic.
See, you already went there.
I went down. My octave went down. There we go.
We were doing a test, and the way Goose test does the mic check, he don't talk. He be like, check, check. Yeah, I'm good. But then he start talking, you know, blase, blase. y'all right. Over here mad because
I'm going to talk loud now, man. That's my octave right there. I'm good.
You good right there. We turned it up a little bit, too. Okay. All right. Anyway, we did... see and hear.
Oh yeah, I saw the comments.
Yeah, they were mad too. It was me. Like, what's wrong, Tank?
Oh yeah, he
God be loud. Damn, you get on my nerves. Shut up. anyway,
be good.
Also, I think I did it already. Did I give what's his name a shout out for always going in and telling everybody? I gave him a shout out.
I think it was like two episodes ago.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure I did. Yeah, Kenneth Perry. Media, again, we greatly appreciate you. He's out there making sure he's definitely one of those supporters that is easy to remember. We greatly appreciate your service and everything you're doing for us and putting the word out there. Anyway, fam, so to kick this episode off, we did an episode,
I believe that was last week.
Anyway, we wanted to answer, was not even a question. It was a comment that one of our supporters left. It wasn't since 2 weeks ago. Remember, it was still dark.
You got it in writing, man. I can't dispute it.
Anyway, this is from this comment. I don't know if I'm going to put a whole name. I mean, she put a name out there. We can call her Miss Vivian.
Yes, Miss Vivian.
Miss Vivian. She left a comment. So we wanted to talk about a little bit about that. Because it was, I think a lot of people, we'll get into it, but I think a lot of people have the perception and put blame on themselves.
Yeah.
Basically, she is a 60-year-old young lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with her man for 35 years, been married for 33 years. And he just ended a one-year affair. She said she weighs 120 pounds. She's 5'4". She's exactly what they weighed when they first got married. She works out, cycles, runs, roller skates. His affair partner is younger, smaller in size, and longer hair. She saw a picture. I don't know what that means. She saw a picture. Anyway, she's 60 years old. This crushed her to her very core. She was that confident bee when she went out in the hills and all that jazz, hair done. She said she's just broken. First and foremost, I just want to say, Miss Vivian, you sound like you got it going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I already have a mental picture.
You weigh the same 30 years ago?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You on top of it.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And even the activities, cycling, roller skating, there's would be a long line if you were to put yourself out there. I can let you know that of all ages, if you wanted to put yourself out there. However, what I will say on a serious note is you hear a lot about men cheating. I'm going to speak on men because I can't say women. Like, I can't get on that thought line, that wavelength of what goes through their minds. But I will say for men, when a man like that steps out, it has nothing to do with you. It's other than a lack of respect.
Yeah,
I will say there's a lack of respect, but him cheating had, like in most situations when a man goes out, runs out, it has nothing to do with the woman. He can say, oh, well, I was, you know, bored, or I was this, I was that. It's all on him. You could do everything that he's asked and everything that he's vocalized, and he could be the happiest person in the world. If he's going to cheat, if that's the type of person he is, he's going to cheat.
That's true. That if a man cheats, he decided to cheat. I mean, even if the woman isn't doing everything he wants her to do, it's on him to break it off, leave, and then go venture out and do other things that he wants to do. So, yeah, it's all the blame is on the cheater. All right. It's a decision he made.
Right.
You couldn't have stopped him from doing it. You know what I'm saying? But, if she's 60, he's 56. I guess cheating don't have no end. You cheating up in your 50s and 60s. Goodness.
I thought it
slowed down, stopped at some point, but I guess you got to get it.
I had an uncle. He passed away now, but I know he was in his 60s, and we was like, I think he had a 3-4-year-old. He was no longer married.
See, that vasectomy now.
We were like, what?
Golly.
I don't know how old that child was, but I was like, God dang.
Child came out old.
Your child got pussy, Benjamin Button.
Oh, man.
Oh, you stupid. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. Say you crushed to your core. There's nothing I can offer other than if you want to leave him. I don't know. I don't know y'all. I don't know the relationship. I don't know if that was something that you already, your intuition was telling you something was going wrong. I don't know if everything's been great or not. But if you decided that you wanted to step away from that and eventually get yourself back out there in the dating pool, I'm pretty sure you'd be perfectly fine.
Yes. I wouldn't blame you for leaving. There's nothing wrong with you. It was all him.
Yeah, definitely all him. I know some fellas that would encourage you to leave him and get
come
your
on
number.
Over here, guys.
Yeah, go on, leave him. Come on over here. But what I will say, it's one of those things where it's somebody that cheats, if they are one of those like habitual cheaters, it may not mean anything to them. But anybody that decides to step out, like the anguish I've seen people go through,
yeah,
the cheater,
mm-hmm.
like the just the mental breakdown that they live with,
yeah.
And then on top of that, once they do, decide to talk about it and move forward, it's just like it's always going to be a reminder. You've been married, you don't put your trust in this person.
You start thinking about everything.
Yeah,
every single thing over a whole a year. You've been,
but together for that long too.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, it's not like we don't know if this is the first time or if this is something that he's been in and out of doing. Very unfortunate. But again, I feel confident that.
Yeah. The whole thing is don't blame yourself.
Definitely don't blame yourself. You still got it going on. Still be confident. That's his flaw.
Yeah.
That he needs to correct.
And this is a message for all women. For men, you can't control what your mate or your partner is going to do. Or you know what I'm saying? You can only do all you can, put all your trust in them, love them, do everything you can. And if they choose to step out on you, I mean, you have to be ready to be able to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I did all I could. He or she did this. Obviously, you're going to be hurt, but I mean, there's always somebody else waiting and willing to treat you better than that other person.
If people are going to do that, they're going to do it. This is, it's kind of on the same vein as that. So back when we used to go home for Christmas like every year, right? Christmas and New Year's. And for some reason, I don't know if it was the food. Nah, as soon as as soon as I got back to Kentucky, my hands would like swell up a little bit to the point to where it would sometimes hurt to wear my wedding ring. So I would put it on my pinky.
Okay.
Usually it would just fall off, but I put it on my pinky. It fit just fine.
Okay.
So I remember a couple of my homegirls, they was like, why ain't your ring on your finger? I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you are you out here without it? Ain't on your ring finger. I'm like, first of all, me and Angel are good with that. I could just leave my ring at my parents' house. She wouldn't care. Like,
yeah.
But then, so one of my homegirls, I remember her saying, "Nah, I wish he would go out here without his ring on. You better have that ring on." I'm like, first of all, if your man's going to do something, the ring ain't going to stop nothing. Nope. If a chick is going to approach him, the one that, whether the ring is on or not, that ain't going to stop her.
Not at all.
Like, for people to put these false force fields up of what something does. And I was sitting there, I was like, I'm around people I've known damn near my whole life. Who over here don't know I'm married? Like,
that's true.
Like, what is this ring being on whichever finger or on or off even matter? Like, and that's when I was just looking at them like, what is y'all going through?
Yeah.
Like, is that what you think? You think you safe because he leaves the house with a ring on and comes back with a ring on? That don't. I tried to explain. I was like, "Nah, man." "All right, I ain't even explaining it to y'all." Clearly, y'all in a different mindset than I am in my marriage.
To be honest,
even maturity wise, like,
to be honest with you, the ring is more of a, you know what this is if you talking to me.
Pretty much,
you know, there's no relationship. You see, I'm in one, this is gonna be the sneaky,
right? Whether you're the one wearing the ring or the one looking for somebody wearing the ring, that just sets that's the icebreaker.
Like, you might want your husband to go out there without a ring.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a whole bunch of crap he got to deal with. That's a whole bunch of crap she's got to deal with. Yep. Like, oh, I ain't gonna mess with him. Now that married one over there, he'll keep quiet. That's one of those things. I was like, if somebody's gonna step out, they're gonna step out. It don't matter what they got on, what they don't have on, what you're doing for them or with them, or how happy they are with you. If that's the type of person they are, that's what they're gonna do. But again, I've always noticed the ones that step out, not realizing the mistake that they're making, the appreciation that they end up having. I was talking to one dude. I ain't gonna say who it was. He had stepped out. I'm like, dude, what is up? Like, why are you even? Well, I said, if you don't love your wife, why are you even with her? It ain't that I love her. I do love her. You know, it's just like, I can't live with her. And he said, I just can't live without her. But I'm like, but that should be your burden to carry. You should live without her if this is what you're gonna be doing.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, she never left.
Yeah. See, that whole cheating and that whole situation is so crazy for each couple and each person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's a lot of stress to live with in a goddamn marriage, man. That's,
but some people don't feel guilty or have a conscience when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. So cheating is nothing to them.
Yeah. Or they find excuses to do it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm mad at her. I'm just going to go call old girl.
Yeah,
like,
she don't give me enough sex as much as I want, or he doesn't do this, so I'm going to go get it from somewhere else. Those two people should get together and just have their little freak fest.
But you know, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, it's just a crazy world. So all you can do, especially for this young lady, all you can do is make sure you're happy with yourself. It obviously seems like you have everything going on for yourself. You're in shape, still looking as good as you did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy with yourself. Yeah, I definitely don't look like, but I used to have a hairline.
Five hairlines. That thing was strong.
If you're happy, just be happy with yourself. And if the other person can't appreciate that, move on or deal with it, but remember what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you can't really, there's no book manual for this. I can't tell you, or no one can tell you, hey, if you do this, he or she will never cheat. You just don't know.
Right.
That's why you got to make sure you're happy, you straight, and then if they step out, then you have that decision to make. You know what? Man, I do all this for you, or I did this, I did. You don't deserve me. Let me catch the next guy.
Yeah. Then they get to a degree, I guess I can understand, because people get comfortable.
They're just
like, man, I got to get back out there. But what I will say for, like, the people, I'll speak on, you know, on the fella side, going out and cheating, talking about everything that the other girl does for you that she don't, she ain't the one living with you. She ain't got to deal with you all day, every day. She just getting sex and ain't got to put up with you after that. Yep. It's easier for her to deal with you.
Yep.
That's why go leave the one you married to and go get with that one and see what happens.
Yeah.
Misery.
That's exactly what happened. Because
she going to get tired of giving you massages and y'all doing sex, having sex all the time. And it's just like, now she going to start to sound just like your wife.
Yep. Or even worse.
Yeah, why ain't you doing this? Why ain't you do? All you do is this. All you do is that. Now you're overlooking ignorance. Then you're going to realize, oh, it is you.
Yep. That's funny, though.
It's like she ain't the one dealing with you.
She ain't smelling your shit.
Yeah, she ain't over cleaning your dirty drawers.
Yeah. your morning, bro.
Yeah, you think you got a diamond in the rough because she treating you a certain way. She's grateful that she ain't got to deal with you all the time.
And then if you end up being with her, she's probably gonna be like, and you was cheating on your wife with me.
Yeah,
you never gonna get the trust.
Yeah, so, that's the other thing. The one when they do make that split, this is like, and then if they're suddenly surprised that he's now cheating on somebody else, cheating on you with somebody else, it's like, that's how y'all got together.
Yeah, man.
The cycle,
the crazy cycle.
Yeah, it was a comedian that said she was her man was cheating. I can't remember who it was. I'm sure y'all heard it. This was a while ago. It was in her stand-up. She was like, so you gonna cheat on me and break my heart, and then I'm gonna leave you just for you to be single again? She said, no. She said, I got into shape, got everything going on. She said, till death do us part, you going first.
Oh, there you go. Or do that. Shoot. Make his life a mess. Make him hate himself for the rest of his life going forward. And this is a good example of, I don't know this young lady's financial situation or if she works for herself, but women, make sure that you have yourself in order. I know a lot of relationships, the man is covering all the bills or whatever, and you might be a trophy wife or a at-home mother and you're not working. This is a perfect example of why you should have some type of side hustle going on while you're dealing with a guy that's probably covering all the bills. So if something does happen and you do need to leave or want to leave, you can leave comfortably. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to cover your bills if you step out.
Yeah. I knew of actually a situation, something like that, to where it was always kind of rocky. You know, the fidelity part in the relationship, in the marriage. And once it came to that point of splitting ways, that's when the wife realized, oh no, I need to have my own, because everything was always pulled together.
Yeah.
So that's when she said, no, if it does come to that, I now have my own.
Yeah, because you don't.
I do not need him at that point.
Yeah. You don't want to have to stay. You know what I'm saying? Because
not have to stay.
Yeah, you don't want to.
That's a word.
Oh, man, I feel good.
You heard that? I felt it. You got an aura right now.
Hold on. What they say in church? Say it again.
Say it one more time.
Okay, look at here. What did I say? Oh, you don't want to have to stay. You're going
to want to stay.
You're going
to not have to stay.
Go ahead. Can you repeat it for me?
He said, you want to get to the point to where you just want to stay if you want, not have to stay.
There you go.
You got to do the handshake. Anyway, you want to go ahead and introduce the main topic, or did you have another thought?
I didn't have another thought.
No, you was going to say, oh, yeah, and.
Nah, I just keep on repeating it. Just be good with yourself.
Yeah, make you sure done said it enough time.
Yeah, make sure you have it. I'll probably edit that out.
Nah, but anyway. Don't keep it.
But anyway, I was sifting through IG and came across a comment. And we all know Russell Wilson and Future and that situation with them and Ciara. And the question was, well, there's a question and a statement. Basically, Russell Wilson's a simp, you know. And
yeah, that's what he's been called by.
That's what he's been called by a few people. And the question is, would you want your son to be more like Future or more like Russell Wilson?
Mm-hmm. And or was it raised by or wanted to be like?
Wanted to be like.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, we can shift it however, whichever way we want to put it. Raised by, be more like mm-hmm. Russell Wilson or Future. And people, you know, you have your own opinions, but I think, in my opinion, I would want my son and I would want my daughter to deal with Russell Wilson. Every aspect of Russell Wilson. I wouldn't want a drop of Future in
anywhere near her.
Anywhere near my daughter, and I wouldn't want my son to be anything like Future from the person he portrays to the public.
The image, yeah.
I don't know him personally,
That's what I was gonna say. Like, people are looking at the images and not the person themselves. I don't.
He could be outstanding individual, mm-hmm. but he doesn't put that forward. So I don't know that. I just know Russell Wilson as the person that he portrays and the family dynamic he shows. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would rather that be around my family than the situation Future portrays. That's how I feel. What do you think about Future, Russell Wilson, and Sierra and everything they got going on?
You gonna name the kids?
It's a little Future.
So I'll answer the first one. Well, apparently that wasn't the question.
Why is Russell Wilson? Why do you think people are calling Russell Wilson a simp?
I haven't really followed this. Y'all that know me knows that I don't be in the latest and greatest of the, I don't know, with the shade room news and everything, or what's out there going on with everybody. The ones that I've seen call Future, Russell Wilson a simp, are these dudes that are way too old to still out to be out in the streets, in my opinion. Mm. They're still putting on this image of, you know, thug and this and that. I'm like, you a grown man. You got grades. You in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, or whatever you are. Why mm-hmm. is this man a simp? Because he settled down with a young lady and taking care of her. Not that she ain't got her own, but, you know, he's providing for a family and he's part of a family. I don't understand is it his vernacular? Is it the way he speaks? You know, because he's proper. I don't know what is simpish about that.
The man
plays football. Run up on him and see what happens.
Yeah, he'll be a big dude. I can speak from being
in the, you can speak from being in the streets. I can too, in a sense. We ain't gonna put that out there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I ain't no
Angel be talking too much anyway. You know, Mark, man, shut up.
I ain't no thug or nothing like that. But what I'm saying, I can speak anymore. On being a person that can call something that has called guys simps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and this is where.
At a younger age, I did too. I can't even front.
Yeah,
I've done that too.
This is where we've gone wrong as a society, where, like we always say, if a man shows any type of vulnerability, he's a simp, right? So Russell Wilson, the only thing we know about him is that he talks like a white person. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Like a white person.
No, yeah, you can.
But then people
can't, because that's what we're thinking. Goes to their mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you told somebody white to imitate
somebody black, they'd be like,
yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we're just speaking on that term. But he talks very proper and, you know, they're very Tiger Woods-ish.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
So even growing up, if you spoke proper, where you were raised, Alpharetta?
Yeah.
Alpharetta is like suburbs. Yeah. You must have been raised around some white folk because you spoke mm-hmm. proper. So then you're a simp just because you pronounced your words properly.
Right.
That's the only thing I can see.
Yeah.
About Russell Wilson that people are calling him a simp for, or just saying he's not manly because he's proper and he's preppish. He's Carlton off of Fresh Prince, of Bel-Air. Uh-huh. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And your boy Will Smith is Future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's truly a thing of ignorance, because
it's really stupid.
It's stupid because coming up in the South, like both of us did, I don't care if you could have been Tookie.
Yep.
You sound proper to people in the South.
Mm. That's true.
You ever noticed that? Yep. Like if you live in and from the South, if you hear somebody from California talk. Because yep. We come from the South where you heard Goose's accent. Mine's like, yeah, y'all, you know what I mean? Everybody over, you know, they doing their thing. To where Goose, y'all, he ain't got to imitate an accent because he talks pretty thick anyway. To where when you talk to somebody in California, it's like, yeah, over there, cuz. Like, it sounds extremely proper.
Yep, it does.
It sounds extremely proper. I remember we would hear people from California talk. It's like, why they sound like that? Because it's just the regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm only speaking from being Black and being from the South. That's what it sounds like.
Yep.
So for people, and I agree with you, a lot of people listen to the way he talks and, oh yeah, he's soft. He's this, he's yep. that. This man is the main target on a football field. How is he soft? How is he, like, you know what I'm saying? So
Quarterback,
you the target. Anytime you're on the field,
he is taking hits from
300-400-pound dudes.
I bet your Future cannot do nothing. That's on that football field.
Run up
to this
on
man.
Russell Wilson, Future, and see you. Put them in the ring together. Yeah. You know, make it official and see what happens.
Yeah, let's see who the simp is.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'll answer the first one because I thought you they were asking who would you rather your son be raised by, a Future or Russell Wilson.
Mm.
And again, I would lean on Russell Wilson every time. My dad, back in his heyday, was a Future.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until I was in my mid to late 20s.
Dang.
I had no idea, because he presented himself. We looked at my dad as a Russell Wilson. This man, he was worked in a hospital. He was a technician. He worked in a hospital, wore a lab coat, button-ups, dress shoes every day. I mean, him and my uncles and, you know, my older cousins, they would all, you know, do their thing on the weekend. I done seen my daddy, you know, he done had to pull out his pistol a couple times on people. But that was something that I didn't relate to my dad. I saw him as my dad. I saw him as a very professional person. I heard him talk at work. He would do what people call the code switch, but he would do, you know, change his voice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, this is Nathaniel. You know, he'd speak very professional when, you know, on the phone and stuff at work. So that's the person I saw. He would have never presented that to us as a family. People may have known him as that, but however, he switched up his ways.
Yeah.
So, and even the interview that we heard the dude say, he would rather his child date a Future versus Russell Wilson, it was stupid on his part too, because he said, well, you need a Future in order to appreciate a Russell Wilson. So the end result is still a Russell Wilson, yeah, which made absolutely no sense.
He ain't got to go through all that.
But to be raised by, I would definitely pick a Russell, because like I said, we only talking about the images that they put out. Future doesn't put out an image where it spells out a healthy environment for a child to be in.
True.
As the image put out. Like I said, we don't know that man personally. He's probably most likely an outstanding individual. Just from what I've seen on hip-hop artists and stuff, they get big, they start taking care of their families, paying, you know, cousins way through college and stuff. We don't know what kind of man this is, but the image he's putting out, for people to call him a simp and say they'll rather their child to be up, grow up to be a, like this person, that the image they putting out, that's absolutely awful. As far as I have four sons. I would be heartbroken if one of them turned out to be a Future. I would be heartbroken. I was like, clearly I done something wrong. If they grew up like that. You know, something that I saw recently, it says, if you from the streets and you have a son and he ends up being street, you as a father are a failure.
I can agree to a certain point with that.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on that,
it's the thing. Like,
okay, so if my father dope my dad wasn't a dope man, but dope boy or whatever. But if my father was a dope boy, he made mistakes being a dope boy. And he was like, look, don't do these. You're going to get caught up, but do this. And I end up being a dope boy. And I end up, my father end up showing me where he went wrong. And then I propelled to another level. I think then if he learns from his father's mistakes and does something different with his future and his money to then have his children do something else. So your grandkids shouldn't be a dope. Shouldn't be a dope.
I don't feel like your child should be.
I agree with that.
Because here's the thing.
But that's hard. It's hard because depending on the father, depending on his mind state, he needs to show his son where he went wrong so then his son can use, because if the son can use that dope money to then become a businessman and then
from being in the dope game.
That's the only thing I can see.
I know too many dudes. I know too many dudes that was in the game. Some of them still are. It's all right. I'll use the actual drug analogy first. All these dudes, all the dudes I know, they all started off their kids doing the same thing. It's like, oh, we got to be in sports. You know, give them something different. Mm-hmm. When they start showing out and doing all kinds of stuff, that's the first thing they do. Absolutely not. I know dudes that's in the dope game that are paying their kids to go to private school because it's like, what's the payoff? I would never want my son to even – I wouldn't know, like – kingpin. I would hate for my sons to do half the crap that I did when I was a teenager. On the same token, let's take football for instance. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my I got a bunch of friends that paid. They've been playing football their whole life, played up into college. Mm-hmm. Very few of them I know will let their children play football after high school because of the injuries. That they are dealing with now.
That makes sense.
And it's just like, I'm not going to let him do that. He needs to figure something else out because he doesn't know what he's getting into.
Okay.
So even for a dope man, all right, you can say, all right, grew up in the hood, didn't know better as a child. As an adult, you know better. I understand that's the mindset, but you got to figure out other avenues to let your child go down that. If you see that them going down that road and apparently they were in the environment, main thing is to get them out of the environment. But I will stand by that statement. If you a street dude and your child's son is a street dude, you failed.
Okay, so I can agree with that. I can agree with what you're saying. Now, if you got to put different scenarios behind it. If you're locked up, you were a dope man and you got locked up. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're not there physically making that money anymore. So your child is out there doing whatever the mama has to raise her. Depending on the mama, they might still be in the slums. Mm-hmm. But if the father can, hey, to make money, you can do this.
And look just like him.
That's true.
Like, what's the, it's that, not, it's
that's
not,
true.
The trade-off ain't worth
the
it.
The father can tell this young man.
Hopefully just locked up.
Hopefully just locked up. But the father can show him how to make some money to then flip it to something else other than just, hey, I tried this. Go work at Burger King or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I feel what you're saying, and I do agree. If I'm in the streets making money, why wouldn't I pay for my children to have a better education, a better life? Why would I show this man how to do what I'm doing and possibly die, jail, whatever else? But I think it's just different scenarios. Because guys come from the slum and flip that money to make businesses.
How many of them do that, though?
I don't know.
The percentage is small. It's less than 1%.
I'm not sure how many.
The dope dudes I know that were selling dope are still selling dope. Ain't none of them made Forbes magazine for the risk that they have taken to put in their life, for the danger, for all the dudes, the boys that they done seen killed, shot, in jail. Where's the benefit in order to have your son even, be – part of only a small percentage of that.
That's true. I can.
You got Jay-Z. You got Jeezy. You got, well, Rick Ross wasn't even dope, boy. You got, I mean, you can name the people off, and that, not to say they all got to be celebrities, but how many of them? They are some. Like, dude, one of my boys, he got killed, but he was paying his way through college.
Yeah.
But he got killed.
Yeah.
Paying his way through college doing illegal stuff. But this is like, not like, it's like I said, the ones that I know that were doing it, their sons, if they even know that they were in that life, mm-hmm. they are nowhere surrounded by it. And all right. I'm like, that's the only way to do it. My dad, I don't know what all he was into. I just know that he had a lot of street cred and respect. And I, like I said, I didn't find that out. The man I saw wore lab coats and pens in his pocket. and I didn't find all that out, like I said, until my mid-20s. I heard that nickname thrown out, and I was like, who's that? And everybody did the slow turn, like,
you just don't know.
You don't even know.
Who been raising you? So, okay, I can.
So don't let your daughters.
That's what I'm saying.
Go into the drug game.
I can.
I can look, agree. Baby. Look, McKinley, look. Come here. Now
yeah, you got to do this and flip this into this, but don't get caught and then start this hair business. Right? Then you flip that to this. So yeah, okay.
You know how mad I would be if I found out McKinley.
I can agree. Oh, so man. my father is retired. Parents are retired.
Yeah, that wasn't the upgrading.
They own their home free and clear.
Yeah.
I and my brothers should have homes, and we should own our homes free and clear. We should step it up. Every generation should be better than the next. So, yes, I agree. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. It's, yes.
Yeah, you ain't got to agree. I was just saying, I like, God dang.
But I agree with you. Yeah. There shouldn't be.
Yeah, not to say you can't teach your children the, you know, value of a dollar. This has nothing to do with that, because, I mean, I done had jobs since I was 8 years old just doing stuff to make money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that whole perception of Russell Wilson being a simp, I'm like, what makes him a simp?
Just him
I'm trying to figure out, like, they truly have that whole, like you said, the Fresh Prince analogy of, you corny because you know, speak a certain way and you not from the streets and you ain't out here putting a toxic image out. You a simp for that?
Oh yeah.
Like I said, run up on him.
That's the the mind frame men and ignorant guys think.
Because my question, like the one dude a while ago, a couple months ago, that said, you know, he's a simp, that was on one of the podcasts, I don't remember what it was. It's like, but what are you doing? Like, I don't know the dude. I'm seriously asking, like, what is he doing in order to call this man a simp just because he's being a family man or whatever?
Yeah. What gives you the status to call
right,
this man?
Right, yeah.
You ain't made it to the NFL.
Right. And I thought he was an ex-NFL player. It wasn't another NFL player?
Oh, the guy? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if this guy was an NFL
player. No, I ain't talking about the one we saw today. I'm talking about a while ago.
Oh, no. I don't. I didn't hear about that.
I can't remember the dude's name. Y'all probably know who he is.
Oh, he might be an NFL player.
But even if he is, you wouldn't know Russell Wilson.
Oh, no.
You would. Like, what was your position?
Yeah.
And
that's the thing, too. Russell Wilson is like a top level, one of the top level athletes in the world.
Yeah.
How are you?
His name is brought up when you talk about top athletes.
Yeah.
You got the Tom Brady's. You got the Tiger Woods. You got the LeBron's and all that.
Yeah.
His name's going to come up eventually. Like, yeah. It's going to come up very high. Most athletes don't come up.
Yeah. That's, man.
Even if you talk current, like most athletes, like 90% of them, name will not be mentioned. You only have a few top.
Yeah.
And they in their respective professional.
See, that's the issue. When a guy shows vulnerability, mm-hmm. being vulnerable, or shows anything less than crazy or demeaning women.
Yeah, anything less than toxic.
Yeah.
Or what's considered, like we say, manly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looked at, perceived by his peers as a certain way, but the hell with what your peers think. That goes for anybody out there that's trying to put on a persona or something, or, you know, for what people, worried about what people are going to think about them.
You all can bet this. Russell Wilson will probably never have to worry about anybody shooting at him, trying him, trying to fight him, getting caught up in any type of racketeering type gang violence mm-hmm. situation. The persona Future puts out is just street heavy, drugs, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, with the image he puts out, yeah. you wouldn't be surprised.
Then the man has like 9 kids.
Are you serious?
Ain't with not one.
I ain't even heard it. I didn't even know that one.
6 or 9. 6, one of them. But the man just be popping kids out. He like Nick Cannon. Him and Nick Cannon.
Yeah, but Nick Cannon taking care of his kids.
Well, that's a whole nother story, too. I don't care if he's taking care of them. Like, how you just round here popping anyway, if you got money, I guess you can do that. If you got money, I guess.
He ain't having the kids. They are. They know what it is.
Have all the children you want to have. If you can take care of them money-wise, I guess. But, yeah. And he's not. He just be shooting up the club.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Is like for people in this whole quote-unquote debate, I don't know what you want to call it, of, you know, which to be like or what you want your sons to be like or what would you rather be around. We talking about a man that's, not to say I don't know if Future has anything to do with his son that he had by Sierra or not, but you talking about a man that's raising another man's child and perfectly fine with it. Mm. What's manlier than that? What's less simp than that?
Like, that's true.
You know, so I think people are putting their personal likes on it. Like, they're fans of Future. They like his music, whatever. If you like your music, I don't know what you're listening to, but like his music or whatever, or they see themselves as somebody like him. So they're putting their personal, it's like, well, I ain't like him. He a simp. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be 100% transparent. Back when I have called dudes a simp, that was because they wasn't doing the ignorant crap I was doing.
Exactly.
That's literally why I would look at them that way.
Yeah.
Now that I'm more mature, I see that was a stupid thing to think.
Yep.
And you don't even know people's you don't even know the full story behind of why you calling somebody. Like, I just look at them and, oh, man, he a simp. He over here doing it. I don't know nothing about that person.
I ain't going to say I didn't want to be a simp. But I should have been a simp in my eyes when
the dudes that you looked at as simps?
No. A couple of my friends called me. Well, one of my friends called me. He just got jumped, right, mm-hmm. by a couple of dudes. Called me up. Bruh, they just jump on me. Let's go get him. Blase, blase. All right, let's go. Let's go. So we go find these guys, run out. Literally just jump out the car and attack these dudes, right? Man, this guy, first of all, my homeboy tells me he's about my height. So the guy he said was about our height, and it was two other guys shorter than him or whatever. Run out, this guy about 6'4", 200-something. I run up on him like, about to get him. Man, this dude hit me so hard. I'm talking about, man, he tore me up. Right? Boom. Your boy just bleeding out there. Mind you, they could have had weapons on them at any point in time. All right. This is me being the down eight.
Yeah.
I ain't no simp.
Doubt it.
Yeah. No. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Big boy, man, this dude stuck me. I got a knot right here on my nose till today from this guy. And then the other guys, it was 3 of them and 3 of us. The mm-hmm. other guy, I'm bleeding, he jump on top of him, whatever.
Yeah.
It took one of my other homeboys to literally come save my life because I'm on all fours and the guy's about to, like, soccer kick my face. So I'm saying this all because me trying to be down with my partners or hold my head up high. Mm-hmm. I ain't even asked why did they jump you?
Right.
What were you doing?
I ain't know it was his mama I slapped. Like,
yeah. So
you don't know, have no explanation. That's all it took.
I just went out there. So, and then the friend that called me, it's a crazy story. He's when we jumped out on those guys, they were with his ex-girlfriend out in the apartments.
Yeah.
This guy damn near knocked my head off. My friend is over there talking to the girls. I told y'all we were going to come back. And I'm
the one that called y'all?
Yes.
And you over here getting kicked in. You over here getting mashed up.
The guy done Hulk punched me, man. Just tore me up. So being a simp, they would have called me a simp. If I said, man, I ain't fighting for you.
Yeah.
That's what we call simps, and that's what is so ignorant about the situation. Be a simp, man. Go ahead and speak your feelings.
If they want to call you a simp,
be that
so
simp. I could have either lost my life that day or broke my nose, something. Man, dude hit me so hard. That junk was crazy.
Yeah.
My boy got his head rocked.
Luckily, we didn't find these dudes. Like, so I have a similar story. I don't know where I was, but my boys called me. They had went to the club. I think I was in Louisville. Anyway, they had went to the club. They said they called me. They was like, man, these dudes, we got into a fight, man. We going to look for them. I drove. It was a 45-minute drive. I think I made it to them in 30.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to fight. We going to find these dudes. Where they at? Mm-hmm. This is back when, you know, people wasn't trigger happy. You know, we was just fighting beat up and fighting and walked away. But back in the, you know, ignorant days, so I met up with them. We looking for these dudes. We end up just going to Waffle House. Didn't find them. So, of course, we, you know, head on a swivel. We still looking for them, but we sat down. So I was like, what happened? I didn't even ask what happened. Mm-hmm. It didn't even matter because they called me. Oh, we got into a fight, man. These dudes, because it was three of my boys, and they said it was like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, what happened? What happened, man? No, just so I got the background. They got into a fight. The three of my boys end up beating up them dudes because it was three of them was one hitter quitters, and then they got to a fight scruffle with the other dudes, all because one dude he bumped my boy. My boy shoved him. Hit him, he lays out. His other boy runs over. My other boy, Marcus, hits him, lays him out.
Mm.
And then my boy, Ruth, sees the other dude about to run over. They don't know he's with them. He grabs him from behind, starts hitting him, knocks him out. So the other three dudes, it was just a scruffle.
Mm.
So I'm sitting there as they telling me, and I'm like, so I done drove all of this way because y'all got into a fight, beat the dudes up, and now y'all still looking for him?
Yep.
Y'all already won.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that ignorant, I ain't no simp thing. My boys call me, I'm going to jump to it. It don't matter.
Yep.
Imagine if we found them dudes. They already got the, you know, they already, egos is already hurt. We could have got shot up back then.
Yeah. I'm fine with being a simp.
Nah, my sons, my oldest son, he ain't into, like, he's still into video games. He had his little girlfriend, little distance girlfriend for a while. Then, I don't know, recently they decided to take a break.
Yeah.
They ain't seen each other in like a year and a half. So it's but he had his little girlfriend, but he's still like he's not overly mature for his age, and I like that. Cause me at his age, I was a different child.
Totally different.
I was a different child. I love the fact that he likes to build animations and video games and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's all about that. I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had dudes I went to school with in elementary and middle school already had gold teeth. Kid you not.
I believe it. I had the same thing.
Ears pierced, that's gold funny. Teeth. Not caps, like a gold tooth in elementary, middle school. So I'm glad my sons are not that. I'm glad that my father raised me the way he did. And, you know, because that gave me a platform. So Russell Wilson, all the way, that personification, if you want to put out, that man's filthy wealthy. So I don't get what the whole thing is. It's like somebody calling Bruce Lee a simp. Oh man, he old simp. Look at him over there. It's like, run up on him.
They should have a celebrity boxing match. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But look, there's awful. No. They both are. Was it BOAF? Both of them are successful businessmen, straight out the block. You know, you can't take
we
that
talking
away.
About the images, though.
We talking about the images that they put out, because they never, there's never an image of Future doing anything with his children. So I don't know. Future could be having all type
all
of fun.
Right
and, he could be the most outstanding father there is. It's just the images we see and that the media put out. They don't ever really put out anything positive about the dude. But the they don't do anything but put out positive stuff about
but
Russell.
The people are speaking on the images.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody's speaking
about.
On,
we're speaking
on
the images.
Yeah, so on the images. All right, so, yeah, I would want my daughter to date a Russell Wilson, a guy similar to Russell Wilson, with the image that he's portraying. And, yeah, I would rather that. I would rather that. And, guys, don't be afraid to be called a simp. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I said, they can call you purple or orange. Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. I did some, and I know some of you all out there thinking back, like, man, we did some more dumb,
some stupid
stuff off just off the have that rep with my pop. But I was down with my boys, and y'all, nah, I'm cooling.
Yeah, fam, it's that simple. We saw that, and we wanted to speak on it because it's that whole manly thing that everybody, you know, references. Like I said, people at many times call us the, you know, you a man's man. And then I also people have called, I've been called soft before from, you know, people online and stuff. I'm like, I don't really care. I don't care. The image that you see is, you know, I'm what you get.
This comes from experience.
Yeah.
This comes from experience. I know what's going to happen when certain situations pop off. Mm-hmm. And the choices I made back then were stupid and very risky. So the person I am now is like, oh, this is easy. No, I'm not fighting. You want me to fight him because he disrespected you? Oh, we're friends. Oh, man, no, bro. Either you do your thing or you walk away.
Right.
I ain't tripping. Period.
Yeah, we had a situation. I mean, it's time going there. But we had a situation. Remember, we all went out to eat, and I think Melanie called an Uber, and you walked out with her. And we were sitting there, and you didn't come back. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Because, the dude was talking silly,
the dude was talking on the phone. Yep. Yep.
So they went out. So we just sat in there eating and talking and drinking. We had a restaurant. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, why ain't Goose back yet? So I'm like, let me go out here and make sure Goose ain't kicking somebody up under the car. So then I run out.
Yeah.
And then so I see, like, long story short, dude ended up canceling or whatever. So they was out there waiting on him. So then as I'm sitting there, I think, did Angel come out after that? Because I never came back in.
What's his name? Kev came
out. Did he end up coming out?
Yeah, he ended up walking out.
Oh, that's what it was. So he ends up coming out. And then he was like, I was coming to make sure y'all wasn't out here fighting or whatever. So then we went back in. Kev was like, because the reason Greg went out there because he didn't want the dude to be talking silly to Melanie.
Yes.
So then I went out there to make sure dude didn't talk crazy to him. Mm-hmm. Just in case I needed to pull him off or maybe we needed to go on handle the dude.
Yeah.
Kev came out just wondering where we were.
Like, I ain't fighting.
He was like, I remember Kev was like, man, you guys went out there to possibly handle somebody.
Yeah.
And I said, man, you ain't soft for that. You were just because you ain't ready to go, you know, put your, that don't mean nothing. I was just going out to make sure everything was, you know, dude wasn't too crazy or whatever. But Kev went out with a completely different mindset. But he was joking around, but he was talking about himself.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Guess I need to go get into a fight, man. I'm like, shut up, Kevin. It has nothing to do with it, man. It's like, what I mean by that is don't compare yourself to anybody.
Yeah.
You are your own individual.
Yeah.
Especially my young men out there, my younger men. Don't compare yourself to nobody.
Yeah. It's okay to be a simp, man.
It's not a simp. That's okay if somebody wants to call you a simp. Yeah, don't nobody care what they think.
I don't care what you
simps
call
run
me.
The world.
Yep.
Okay? Ain't none of them thugs.
Nope.
At least the traditional sense that we talk about. Anyway, fam, thank y'all for tuning in. This has been another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus N on the gram, Facebook at Marcus N on the book. And you can find me on TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, because I don't be talking like it. I also have a 100% natural beard and body butter that I make. It's called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. Goose gone.
You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, and on YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can buy my merch on underrippedmerch.com. Yeah.
And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube on Tanksley TV. All you got to do is put in Let Us Tell It. And then if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts. There was a little issue that's been worked out, and those downloads are skyrocketing. So anyway, fam, y'all have a good one. We'll catch y'all next week.
All right.